Welcome to the WCLK Public Affairs Blog for September 28th, our first for the fall. I'm WCLK Development Director Reggie Hicks. Thanks for listening to us this morning. Desmond Dickerson will be up at the bottom of the hour with CAU Now, featuring an interview with Clark Atlanta scholar-athlete Lakeisha Whitaker. But right now, we'll catch up with the Atlanta Business League celebrating their Super Tuesday event coming up next Tuesday, October 1st, all day at the Marriott Marquis downtown. Rob Maynard talks here with a diverse group of ABL women. We hope you enjoy the conversation.
Good morning and welcome again to Community Focus on WCLK. I'm WCLK Public Affairs producer Rob Maynard. This morning we're talking about the Atlanta Business League. The Atlanta Business League has been around for 80 years and is an important organization in our town. They have one of their biggest events of the season coming up on Tuesday, October the 1st, their 29th annual Super Tuesday Conference at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis. And we have several guests representing the Atlanta Business League today. We're joined by Tiffany Calloway-Farrell. She's Director of Regional Operations for Metro Atlanta AGL Resources. Good morning, Ms. Farrell. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, and good morning.
And we're also joined by Patrice Perkins Hooker. She is Vice President and General Counsel for the Atlanta Beltline. Thanks so much for joining us, Patrice.
Thank you for inviting us. Good morning.
And our third guest is an entrepreneur, Elisa Clark. She is President of Glory Professional Cleaning Services. Ms. Clark, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
I want to talk about the Atlanta Business League, but I did also want to point out that on Super Tuesday, you guys are honoring African-American women in business. And as we record this interview, news has just come down of the passing of Mrs. Evelyn G. Lowry, wife of Joseph Lowry. She suffered a stroke on September the 18th. She passed away. And I just wondered if there was any reaction on your part as women who've been movers and shakers in Atlanta. We've really lost a major one, haven't we?
Yes, we have. She certainly was an icon, being one of the very active members of the civil rights movement and being the founder of SCLC Women. We're definitely losing some of our giants from that era of our history, and it is fitting that you recognize that her passing.
Let's talk about the Atlanta Business League. Elisa, let's talk with you. You are president of your own company. You're an entrepreneur living that American business dream. What does it mean to you to be a part of the Atlanta Business League?
Wow, it is very phenomenal for me. I retired from the Army a couple of years ago, and I couldn't really attend the event. So in retiring and coming to the Atlanta Business League, it's been, again, a phenomenal experience. I have the privilege of being the 2011 Success Against the Odds winner. And that's one of the categories of business women. When we started our business a couple of years ago, the score counselor told us that cleaning services were a dime a dozen and they folded quicker than restaurants. And statistically, if the businesses that started don't fail in the first 5 years, will in the next five. And praise God, it's been 17 years this May that we've been in business. I'm so excited about this Super Tuesday event and the participation and involvement because there are a lot of women that are transitioning from the military. And being a service-disabled veteran, one of my goals is to outreach to them, to let them know some of the resources that are available.
The Atlanta Business League was established in 1933 as an affiliate of Booker T. Washington's National Business League. The ABL fosters the growth, creation, and development of successful business enterprise owned, operated, and managed by African Americans in metropolitan Atlanta. And ABL is a neighbor to WCLK. Their offices roughly between Booker T. Washington High School and the Atlanta University Complex. I know there was a big event last year where they paid off the note, I guess burned the note on the business. So the Atlanta Business League is robust. This event begins on Tuesday with the 18th annual Women of Vision Breakfast at 8 in the morning. It ends with an inspirational seminar featuring successful female entrepreneurs. This is all at the Marriott Marquis at 265 Peachtree Center Avenue in downtown Atlanta. Ms. Farrell, you're an executive here in town with a big company. What does it mean to get into a room where you're surrounded by a lot of different people that you can relate to very easily? Is this more than just business networking? Is there something else going on here?
Well, yes, I believe there is. I am with Atlanta Gaslight, and we've been partners with Atlanta Business League for many years. And what I've seen as a business, you know, not as a personal entrepreneur, but for us, it really is an opportunity to make sure that we understand who all the vendors that we could possibly use in our business and how we can help other businesses understand the importance of all of the organizations that are members of Atlanta Business League. And I recently joined the board, and you mentioned the mortgage burning. I attended that, and then I've seen the 80th. And when you think about the historic value that Atlanta Business League brings to Atlanta, it is just, it's amazing. And for me, learning the things that I've learned, it just makes me want to make sure that Atlanta Gaslight continues to support Atlanta Business League and therefore supporting all the businesses within Atlanta.
Well, and it's an interesting time in our history, and ABL's been in business since 1933. So this is an organization that has prospered in times of outright segregation. Now we're in 2013. The argument can be made, well, the segregation isn't the issue anymore, but interestingly enough, women are coming to the forefront now and fighting through barriers every day in every way, in the culture, in business, in politics, and everything else. As three influential women involved with ABL, and Patrice, I'll throw this one out at you. What would you say to someone who's listening this morning and they're saying, well, I don't know, this is just another group, I've got to go to meetings? What kind of meaning do you derive from being a part of ABL?
I think ABL is the premier business networking and training group for people who want to be entrepreneurs, as well as people who have their own businesses who are trying to take it to the next level. And coming from an entity that utilizes and prides ourselves on trying to promote diversity in our vendor pool, we utilize female, minority, small business entities, and we need to have the talent pool trained in a way that allows them to effectively compete for the positions and opportunities. And this organization for 80 years has been at the forefront of preparing its members to compete, regardless of segregation or integration or people who are excluding minorities from opportunities. So I am involved representing a nonprofit organization who has a diversity program, is committed to it, and we need to have the context and relationships with a wide variety of vendors.
America is going to look very different here in 10 or 20 years. We're all becoming sort of a rainbow of a culture, and this is even in the boardrooms. Is the ABL ready for the world that we're getting ready to face?
Well, I would say that Atlanta Business League, when you look at our board, and you look at Mary Parker, Leona Davenport, it is ready for the future. And it has a lot of strong women and then a lot of strong existing business owners. I think if you look at our board, just the diversity of the board and the different businesses that are part of it, they are creating and being prepared for the future. And when you talk about, and I think Patrice mentioned, what does the Atlanta Business League offer that's different than other organizations? What I've seen is it truly looks to figure out a way to help people and train them. We had a workshop on succession planning, and I never thought of succession planning from an entrepreneur's perspective, you know, regarding, do you leave it to your children? You know, maybe they don't want your business. What do you do about that? And so really helping business owners be prepared for the 21st century and understanding all the things that go with that. So I think Atlanta Business League really offers a value proposition that that goes beyond what the cost of membership is. And Super Tuesday is just another wonderful example of how a business owner can come from and get so much in just one day.
Again, Super Tuesday with the Atlanta Business League is coming up this coming Tuesday, October the 1st. It's at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis. I'm assuming they are still accepting a registration for this event. You can go to atlantabusinessleague.org, or you can call their office at 404-584-8126. Women's Hall of Fame inductee this year is Mary Sally Clark Hughes, a affectionately called Mother Hughes by many in the Atlanta community. She's well known for her service to victims of poverty, fires, and homelessness for more than 75 years, and she's going to be recognized at this breakfast. Any of you ladies have any remarks about Miss Hughes for us today?
You know, when you think of Miss Hughes and all of the women that have been inducted into the Hall of Fame, they all just, I mean, what they have given to the community far outweighs, you know, just it's just amazing what they all have given to the community. And I think that's what the Women of Vision Breakfast is celebrating. Miss Hughes, along with the, you know, there's, if you look at the Hall of Fame and it's on the website, you'll see all these women and all their different accomplishments. So I think that she is just another shining example of the women that have given to the community of themselves and the impact they've made.
And I think it's really to ABL's credit that they chose to recognize someone who was involved in nonprofit and philanthropic activities, not just a businesswoman. And she excelled at taking care of the least of these.
And Patrice, interestingly enough, you're also chair of the board of directors for Hosea Feed the Hungry, which is a great local organization, with another very strong woman in Atlanta, of course, Elizabeth Omalami, following in the footsteps of her father, Hosea Williams. So Atlanta abounds with strong women.
Yes, it does.
Again, the Atlanta Business League Super Tuesday event is coming up all day on Tuesday. All of you, now very accomplished in business, were probably, what's the old term, you know, you were probably college freshmen somewhere or maybe graduating from high school. How did you start down the paths you started down? Patrice, I'll start with you. You're a very accomplished person now. At one point, like a lot of these freshmen walking around on the Clark Atlanta campus, you weren't maybe exactly sure where you were going to end up.
I grew up, I'm one of the native Atlantans, and I grew up watching just tremendous giants as role models. I grew up with Maynard Jackson's children, Andrew Young's children, the Abernathys. We all worked together at Six Flags. And so you end up having a different expectation for your life by the time you get to college. My parents were both educated here in Atlanta. One went to Spelman, one went to Morehouse. And they just always assumed you were going to go to college and make a difference. And so there was never a time in my life that I doubted whether or not I would go to school and equip myself with some tools to come back to be of service to my community. And I think my career reflects that. And I'm glad that we are helping to perpetuate, promote, and preserve women in business as well as women in philanthropic roles as role models for our next generations.
Tiffany, you are an executive for AGL Resources. You have advanced degrees. How did your path begin? How did you get to here from there?
I am not a native in Atlanta, but I've been here for so many years, kind of feels like it. I actually went down the path of technical science and engineering. So my bachelor's degree is chemical engineering from Vanderbilt. And so for me, being interested in science and technology and as a young woman was really an anomaly, if you will. So when I started my first job, I actually was in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and I was working as a chemical engineer for General Mills. So when you talk about non-traditional, being in a place where you're the only female, the only African-American in the middle of Cedar Rapids at the age of 20, it starts to make everything else in perspective and realize that really there's nothing that I can, you know, that I can't accomplish with the help of my, you know, my family, God, and my peers. And so for me, you know, overcoming hurdles to do the things that I've done has come as a result, I think, of opportunities from others, that even those that were behind the scene that I didn't know were helping me. And then also just a will to say that, that there's nothing that's impossible.
Alisa, how about yourself? You're running your own business now. You're part of the Atlanta Business League. At some point, you were in a different world. You were a young person wondering what their way in the world was going to be like. What brought you here?
Okay, well, mine was I didn't go to college, and I knew that early on. I can remember my father taking me back to the school. I made all A's and a C, and I wasn't on the AB honor roll. So I said, okay, college isn't for me. But the path that I chose was the military, and that was very rewarding and fulfilling. I am a native Atlanta. I'm a Grady baby. My mama's a Grady baby and hers is. And I grew up in the old Fourth Ward, but I can just remember the entrepreneurial spirit of my great-grandmother and people having their businesses. So as time came for me to retire from the military and then thinking about it, I said, well, wow, you know, I've had this career for 22 years, and so maybe this is an opportunity to explore the opportunity of entrepreneurship. So it's been very rewarding. The Atlanta Business League, again, has been very instrumental from other activities that are involved, from the Tuesday talks with CEOs. That opened up for me to be a great opportunity to have some – I'm sorry. I'm getting too
– No, it's fine.
To have an opportunity for my business to grow on some of the projects that are coming up in Atlanta. Also, the business enrichment series and seminars are also a part of the events that help business owners with their growth and development. Super Tuesday, of course, is one of the more marquee and events that are coming up. So I would just encourage anyone that a business owner, whether you're transitioning in the corporate world into the business or you want to start your business, to come out and support and be a part of this phenomenal event.
What I'm struck by is each of you is an African-American woman, but you're a very diverse group of African-American women. You know, somebody who's an entrepreneur without a degree, somebody, a native Atlantan, a product of the AUC, who saw all the people that came before, and of course, a brave woman who became a engineer in the Midwest early on. Any closing comments on what the ABL means to you and why people should be interested in coming Tuesday to the Marriott Marquis for Super Tuesday if they don't know about the Atlanta Business League? Patrice?
I think that both majority businesses, small minority businesses, and women who are interested in business all need to come to learn what each of them can do for the other. They also need to take advantage of the training opportunities and the networking opportunities, from everything from getting credentials to be certified to how to take care of your body and be fit, as well as how to deal with power networking in this new millennium. So it's a wonderful opportunity for a wide variety of people to come and get to know each other and fellowship.
And Tiffany Calloway Farrell?
Yes, just ditto to everything Patrice said. But also, we're going to be honoring some very phenomenal ladies. And, you know, when we heard about all the people that were nominated for the Super Tuesdays, the awards, it was like, gosh, how do you choose? Because they're all so great. And they are in some very non-traditional fields. And so coming to see them being honored is another thing. And then for me also, I work with a lot of youth organizations. We will also have some students there. So this is not just for adults. You know, if you're a teacher at a business school, bring some of your students out and let them understand all the things that go into not just either going to work for a company, but possibly learning how to start and own your own company.
And Alisa, we'll give you a final shot here on what the ABL means and why people need to turn out on Tuesday.
Well, again, all the comments before, I would just encourage women to come, enjoy, engage, and you know, possibly consider joining Atlanta Business League, because the event as a whole is an amazing opportunity. I know some of my guests will be women that I'm mentoring. In fact, one of them are CAU alumni, and she hasn't heard of the event. So she's very excited. She's under 30, been in business for 6 years. So in my part in giving back and mentoring, I just think it's an excellent opportunity.
Again, Super Tuesday with the Atlanta Business League is going to be at the downtown Atlanta Marriott Marquis. It is on Tuesday, October the 1st. Sessions begin in the morning. The Super Tuesday Awards Luncheon is at 12:30, and the program continues throughout the day. If you are interested in attending this event and you're not registered yet, you can call 404-584-8126 or go to atlantabusinessleague.org for more information. I'm sure Leona Barr Davenport will be happy to take your call and let you know what else is going on there. Again, our guests have been Alisa Clark. She's president of Glory Professional Cleaning Services. Alisa, thanks for joining us. And how do people reach out to you if they want to?
Well, they can go to my website. It's www.glorypcs.com, or they can call the office at 404-527-0961.
Thanks for taking time out of your busy day.
Thank you.
And Tiffany Calloway Farrell, Director of Regional Operations for Metro Atlanta for AGL Resources. Thank you so much for taking the time. And if people want to follow up with you, what's the best way to do that?
Well, they can reach out to www.aglresources.com and contact us, and they can reach me that way. And also, I did not say before, but do want to give just special recognition to Leona Barr Davenport and her, the president of ABL, and her team. They have put a lot of work into just all of our programming. So I would be remiss if I did not thank them for all of their hard efforts.
Absolutely. We know her well here at WCLK. And Patrice Perkins Hooker, you are the vice president and general counsel for the Atlanta Beltline. I love the Beltline, and I appreciate you coming in and all of the work you do, particularly with the Hosea Feed the Hungry as well. Thank you for taking the time today.
Thank you again for the opportunity. And if someone wants to follow up on with me with regard to opportunities at the Beltline, they should go to our website, which is www.beltline.org, and they can find out what projects we have pending, as well as any solicitations that we're having, and they can also contact me there.
I bet everybody can see you at Super Tuesday.
That's right. See you on Tuesday.
See you on Tuesday.
Thank you.
And can I say one other thing if we're
still on?
There are no losers in this van, again, at all. I think the information, the networking, the knowledge is just a wealth of information for all to come.
Every boat will float higher.
Yes.
Rise and tide.
You've been listening to a special edition of WCLK Community Focus, featuring the Atlanta Business League. For more information about ABL programs like Super Tuesday, you can visit atlantabusinessleague.org. If you're a community group with a good story to tell, call us anytime on the WCLK Community Engagement Line at 404-880-6211. You can listen to this program again on demand at WCLK.com. For producer Rob Maynard, I'm WCLK Development Director Reggie Hicks. Thanks for listening. CAU Now will be up shortly.